Improve your self-image. I'm going to take you through the exact steps that you can take to improve your self-image. And when I say that, what I mean is to take it from something that is you see as negative to something that is positive, to something that you're proud of, to someone that you love. Because what I've experienced in my life is I spent a lot of my life seeing myself with a negative self-image, and it was really detrimental to my life. And when I started to make the change in my life within myself on how I viewed myself, my whole life completely changed. And when I talk about self-image, I'm not even just talking about how you look, right? Sometimes that's what we can think of, right? Our image is our look. It's not that, it's a part of it, but it's also how we talk to ourselves, how we view ourselves, the language that we use, the thinking that we have about ourselves. All of that is your self-image, because the way that you see yourself is how you show up in the world. In this video today, we're going to take you through the exact steps that you can take to improve your self-image. So welcome to In The Moment with me, Alex Manzi. I'm a coach, and through my journey of depression to fulfillment and finding inner peace and happiness for myself, I've gone on to coach athletes, entrepreneurs, artists, creatives, and help them do the same thing for themselves. And this podcast exists so that you can make a positive change and live a happy and fulfilling life for yourself. So let's get into how you can improve your self-image. So something I hear all the time from clients, and it is a variation of this, but something that I hear very often is something along the lines of, I don't like myself, or I don't like who I've become. And this happens a lot in the conversations I have with people, and it happened with myself. I had to look at myself and just really say, I don't like who I've become. I don't like myself. And it's a really scary place to be, but it's actually, I think, a really exciting place to be, because what it gives you is an opportunity to do something about it. It gives you an opportunity to make a change. It gives you an opportunity to grow. It gives you an opportunity to become and evolve into someone that you do love, someone that you are proud of, someone that you are happy to be in the world. And what you have is the opportunity to rebuild and improve your self-image. Recently, I was talking to a client about this exact thing. And what we did in the call, and what we're going to continue to do over our work together, is I took them through the exact steps that I'm going to take you through in this video, the exact steps that you can do for yourself right now to improve your self-image and turn it from one that you don't like into something that's positive and something that you love. And the importance of this, like I said, is the work happens from the inside out. So the way that you view yourself is the way that you show up in the world. The way that you view yourself is the way that you're going to interact with people, is the way you're going to take on your projects, is the way that you're going to move through your life. So your self-image is arguably the most important thing in your world, in your life, because it dictates how you show up in every other area of your life. And there's a famous saying that says, the way you do everything is the way you do anything. And it starts with your self-image. How you view yourself is how you show up in the world. So for me, this is the most important work that you can do. And like I said, I want to take you through the exact steps to help you improve your self-image today. So this is a kind of four-step process, right? And the first part of this process is to really understand, is to like look forward, look into the future and ask yourself, who do I want to be? Who is someone that I would be proud to live my life as? And with that, you want to ask yourself, what's the life that I want to live? Like if you're a parent or you're going to be a parent, what type of parent do you want to be? Who do you want to be as a parent? What kind of role model do you want to be for your kids? If you're a business owner, what kind of person do you want to be in your business? Who do you want to be for your customers? Who do you want to be for your clients? Who do you want to be for your day-to-day interactions? If you're in a relationship, which most people are, who do you want to be for your partner? With yourself, who do you want to be with your health? How do you want to show up for yourself to have a healthy lifestyle? Who do you want to be when you're 70? What kind of person do you want to be? You know, if you were to pass away in 10, 20, 30, 40 years time, and people just wrote on your gravestone, you know, traits of you, what traits would you want them to write up? These things are very important for you to consider for yourself, because this is going to inform the rest of this process. You need to have a direction to know where you're going, right? And our direction here is to know, who is the person that you want to become? Who is the person that you would look at yourself and you would admire? Who's the person that you would look at and you would be proud of, that you would love, that you would just puff your chest out and be like, yeah, that's me. That's how I'm showing up in the world. These are the things that you want to really ask yourself in order to give us, to give you the direction in terms of where do you want to take this journey, right? Because this is going to shape, you know, how you rebuild and improve your self-image. So we need to know where we're going so that we can work backwards from there to then work forwards again. So ask yourself these questions and really consider them. And you might want to take time to do this. You might want to write them down and spend time journaling on them, but build a picture of who do you want to be in the world? How do you want to show up? What traits do you want to embody? You know, what do you want people to say about you? Who would you be proud of? And spend time asking yourself those questions and getting clear on them, because like I said, it's going to inform the rest of this process for you. Now, once you've got an idea of who you want to be and the person that you want to grow into and the improvements that you want to make in your self-image, the next thing you want to do is recognize, right? So this is the next part of the process is you want to recognize the traits that you have or the self-image that you currently have that you don't like. I'll give you an example. I was talking to one of my clients recently and they said to me, I don't like who I've become. So I said to them, okay, well, tell me who that is. Tell me who you've become. And he listed a load of traits. He said, I'm grumpy, I'm moody, I don't take care of myself, you know, I put myself last. And he listed all of this stuff, right? This was them recognizing who they've become, right? So they literally listed out a version of themselves that they were seeing that it's who they were in that moment that they didn't quite like. And I did something similar for myself. When I was coming out of my depression, I had to look at myself and I had to ask myself, who the hell have I become? Because I don't like it. And I looked at myself and I said, I don't like the way I act. I don't like the way that I'm closed down whenever there's confrontation. I don't like the fact that I don't look after myself physically. I don't like the way that I don't take care of myself mentally. I don't like the way that I'm quiet in social settings. I don't like the way that I'm not comfortable feeling my own feelings. I don't like the fact that I don't have a vision or a plan or a path that I want to follow in my life. I don't like the fact that I feel like I'm lost and that I'm floating through life. And I had this list of stuff mentally. I didn't literally write it down, but it was mental. But it, you know, if I was to go back in time, I would write it down. And I had this list of stuff that basically painted a picture of this is the version of you who you see yourself as right now that you don't like. And I had to recognize it first, because without being able to recognize, without being able to bring awareness to it, you can't do anything about it, right? You've heard the phrase awareness is curative. That's because when you become aware of something, you now have the choice as to whether you want to do something about it or not. So for example, if you break your arm or you break your leg, right? You can't do anything about that unless you know, unless you've recognized, unless you've become aware, first of all, that you've broken it. And then once you've found out, okay, I've broken my leg, now I can go and do something about it, right? So the first step, once you have your vision, is to look at and recognize who am I? Who have I become? What are the traits that I currently embody or the way that I live my life that I don't necessarily agree with or I don't like or I don't want anymore? And get clear on those, because that's what we're going to be changing. So you really want to get clear and recognize who you've become, who you don't want to be, which is who you currently are, or certain parts of who you currently are, certain ways that you view yourself, or certain things that you do, or certain habits that you have. Get clear on those, and then we can start working towards that fresh image of who you do want to become. So the next step on this process is to accept. So a big part of my journey was to accept that I had become depressed. I had to accept that my lifestyle habits were poor. I had to accept that I didn't take care of myself. I had to accept that, you know, I didn't like the fact that I felt lost. I had to accept that I didn't have a plan for my life. I had to accept that I shut down in confrontation. And I had to really accept these things on the level of completely being okay with them. I wanted to completely be okay with them to the level that I was dropping any judgment that I held over myself for seeing myself as those things or for living my life in that way. And the thing that helped me with this is to understand, first of all, these are just traits that I've started to embody over time unconsciously. And there's a level of innocence to that. There's a level of innocence to me picking up and embodying these traits and adopting these habits and living my life by these habits. And once I saw the innocence in that, it allowed me to take the metaphorical backpack off, you know, the backpack full of rocks, which was, I was carrying around all this heaviness, which was the judgment that I had of myself. And it allowed me to take that backpack off, put it down, and be free again. And this is what the role of acceptance is in this journey, because you can't move forward and create something new if you haven't accepted what is. So to truly, deeply accept what is, you need to be able to look at that list of stuff that you've recognized about yourself, that list of traits, that list of habits, whatever it may be, look at it and really forgive yourself and see the innocence in how you started to live your life by that. And when I say that, right, I mean it from the level of anyone who's had a puppy or a pet or anything, right? But I use a puppy because I've got a dog. So when you have a puppy, right, they make innocent mistakes all the time. They take a wee on the carpet, you know, they chew the sofa because they don't know any better. There's innocence to that. So yeah, in the moment, we can get a bit angry with them and be like, no, not there, not there. Or don't chew that, stop chewing that. But behind that, there's a level of judgment that we don't have. There's no judgment there because we see the innocence in their mistakes. They're just trying to learn and understand and trying to navigate their way through life. And because of that, we give them leeway, right? And what you want to do is you want to be able to give yourself the same leeway with this list of stuff that you've now come up with, right? That's the piece of acceptance. That's the piece of forgiveness. It's a level of being so okay with the fact that's what your life currently looks like, that it no longer bothers you, because then you're free to move forward and recreate and improve your self-image into something that you do want. And now we're into the fourth stage, which is growth. And all growth happens more often than not when you've cleared out the old, right? So you see it in the spring or the winter, whenever it is, when people go out in their gardens and they start clipping away at all the dead branches, the dead leaves, they start cutting away at their plants, because cutting away the bad stuff enables the fresh stuff to grow come spring. And that's what this section, this part, this step represents, is we've now cut away, we've now cleared out the crap through recognizing it and accepting it, that now we can grow. So what you want to do now is, now you want to refer back to the image of yourself that you had at the beginning, right? Who do you want to become? And you want to look at what are the traits that that person would embody, right? So as an example, the traits that I looked at for myself that I wanted to embody was someone who was at peace inside, someone who cared for other people, someone who cared for nature, someone who was loving towards other human beings, who cared for other human beings, who was compassionate, who was empathetic, someone who was also committed to making change, who was committed to living a different life, someone who took care of themselves and their body on a level of, this is my vehicle to walk me through the rest of life. I want to take care of it. All right, so I had a clear picture of the traits that I wanted to embody. So what we need to do is consider these things for yourself. Again, like if people were to put it on your gravestone, you were X, Y, Z, A, B, C, 1, 2, 3 kind of person. What do you want those traits to be? Because these traits that you're now going to list out are the things that you're going to grow into. And once you've got this list, what you want to then ask yourself is, if you were living your life as this person, right? So let's go back to my list. If I was living my life as someone who's compassionate, who was loving to other people, who cared for themselves, who cared for nature, who wanted to commit to making different lifestyle choices, wanted to look after my body, look after my health, the question that I asked myself was, if that's how I was living my life, what would I be doing differently than what I'm currently doing? What would I be doing differently than I'm currently doing? And I got so many answers just from asking myself that question, right? And it sounds very simple, and I'm chuckling because it is, but the truth is that you already know those answers. You just have to get yourself into that space to be able to hear the answers. So I want you to ask yourself that question: what would you be doing differently than what you're currently doing if you were living your life embodying those positive new traits of this improved self-image that you want to grow into. Now, for me, what that looked like was, okay, well, I would probably be going to the gym 3 times a week at least. I would be eating a lot healthier. I wouldn't be eating as much fast food. I wouldn't be drinking as much alcohol. I wouldn't be drinking as many fizzy drinks. I'd mainly drink water. It meant that, you know, I would really take time to be present with people. I'd put my phone away. When I was with people, I'd really listen to people. I'd be curious about them. It meant that I would help people. So when I was working full time at a BBC, at Radio 1 Extra, I spent time talking to the interns. I spent time wanting to understand them. I spent time wanting to help them, giving them advice, helping where I could. And likewise with other members of staff, I felt like a responsibility, so to speak, with the interns. And that was because this was the person that I wanted to embody and become. So I wanted to exercise that part of me by embodying it where it became possible, where it was possible. So I started to identify all of these things. Meditation was another one. If I was being the person I said I wanted to be, I would meditate regularly. I would read books that improved me. I wouldn't read, you know, I wasn't reading before that, but I wouldn't just play video games on the tube on the way into work, which is what I did. Shout out Football Manager for those who know. But I would read books that would improve me. So I would read people's biographies. I would read self-help books. I would read personal growth books. I would read spiritual books. You know, anything that would help me grow. So I started to become this person through embodying these traits. So once you've asked yourself the question, what would I be doing differently than what I'm currently doing? Now you have a list of stuff that you can practically grow into, stuff that you can practically do to force yourself to change, to force yourself to grow. And this is where that change is going to occur. The previous steps, right? The vision, the recognizing, the accepting, are helping you get to this point so that you can grow. But the growth happens not only through having that list of stuff and, okay, this is the nice person who I want to become. This is the positive self-image that I want to have, but through taking the action to change. And there's a beautiful quote in a book called Overcoming Under-Earning, which is a book about money and finance, but I will say it's more than that. It's, for me, it's one of the best self-development books that you can get, full stop, hands down, period. And there's a quote in the book that says, action and becoming are one. Because when you want to make a change in your life, whether it's within your self-image, whether it's within your habits, taking the action towards it is the only thing that's going to help you make the change. So when you take the action, you change. And you change through taking action. They're so interlinked, they're so combined, that taking the action and having, you know, these practical steps of things that you can do are the things that are going to help you grow. So get really clear on, like, what are the things that you would do differently so that you can go out in the world and start implementing them. Now, it's up to you how you do that. You might want to make wholesale changes in your life, which is pretty much what I did. I wouldn't recommend it because it can be quite intense. But if you want to speed up your growth and you want to speed up, you know, improving your self-image, then yeah, why not? If you feel like, oh my God, that's a bit overwhelming, there's too much to do, then slow it down. Just pick one area. Maybe pick your health, or maybe pick, and I'm using my examples, but okay, I'm just going to read some personal growth books, or I'm just going to focus on meditating every day. And then slowly I can add these other things on top, right? So if it feels a bit overwhelming, just pick one area of your life and start to improve your self-image in that area. And what will happen is the rest of them will come up with it, because you'll start to be like, oh, this is great. I feel really good now. This, I'm really seeing changes. And now I want to change that. Now I want to change that. And that's the beauty of, you know, making these changes for yourselves and improving your self-image, is that once you do it, it's kind of like a mountain with no top. There's no end point. There's no destination that you get to. You'll want to continue to grow and expand and become the person that you want to be, become the person that you love, become the person that you admire. And that is the ultimate, for me, the ultimate pleasure in life, is to know that I'm growing, I'm evolving, I'm happy within myself, I'm doing positive things for myself in the world, and I'm fulfilled in doing that. So to recap all of that, what you want to do, first step, is get a very good idea of who you want to become. Who's the person that you want to grow into? What are the way that you want to live your life, right? What are the traits you want to embody? Then you want to recognize, you want to take a look at Okay, what are the traits that you currently have that you don't like? What's currently not helpful in your life? It could be your habits. It could be your self-talk. It could be certain things that you say to yourself, the certain ways that you see yourself. List those out. And then go through the acceptance stage. And that's about forgiveness. It's about taking off the backpack, putting down the heavy rocks, freeing yourself from the judgment. Then once you've done that, you've cleared the space, you're able to then grow. And growing is now all about listing out, okay, what are the traits that I do want to embody? And then ask yourself, what would I be doing differently if I was embodying these things versus what I'm currently doing now? And then you'll have an action plan of things that you can start to implement in your life to improve your self-image and turn it from one that you don't like to one that you love and one that you're proud of. So if you like this video and you want to check out some more, be sure to hit that like button, hit subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. You can share comments down below, let me know what you think, and be sure to come and find me over on Instagram and TikTok at I Am Alex Manzi, where you'll find lots more of what I'm sharing. And if you really like this episode and you want more in-depth stuff like this, sign up to my newsletter, Mindful Moments. You'll find a link in the description of this episode. I send out 2 emails a week full of value, full of content like this, full of words and learnings and sharings that you can take and apply to your life to start making positive changes. I will see you for the next episode. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you soon.